Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. This episode is part one of a three-part series spanning over the next 2 months. So make sure you check in regularly to listen to the new episodes. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm your host, Emily, and today's episode is a super fun one. Today, we're going to be talking about why building your creative brand is so important, the two things that go into your creative brand, and one and why you should look to getting some help with building these things. So, without further ado, let's get into the episode. So, like I said, we're going to be talking about building your creative identity and why it is so important. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for the podcast and even for my business, Dream Now Media, it has been a long time coming building my creative brand identity. I know the podcast has gone through a few changes, and with that changes my brand identity. Now, there are two different types of brand identity that gets changed and that you work on when you're building your overall brand identity. You have your visual brand identity and your inner brand identity. Now, I know that sounds a little nuts, but let me break it down for you. So, your visual brand identity is everything people see of your brand. Your logos, your pictures, your Instagram feed, your website, all of the visual aspects of your brand. It's all the type and the font and all of the copy. All of that is the visual part of your brand identity. Now, your inner brand identity is what you and your brand set out to do. That is your mission statement. That is what you who you want to work with, what you want to do. That is your inner brand identity. And working and building those two things are hard. Let me tell you, it is no walk in the park creating these things. They take a lot of time and effort, and they're not something that every single person should do. But you definitely need one, and if you do need one and you think it's too hard for you to build yourself, then I would definitely suggest hiring somebody, which we'll talk about a bit later. But first, we're going to get into why your visual brand identity is so important. So like I said, it's your logo, your fonts, everything that people see of your brand. And this is so important because it's the first thing that's going to catch potential clients or viewers' eyes. This is the thing that they will know you for. They'll be like, oh my god, that's such a bright color. That would work so well for this person. Or, oh, I've seen that font before. It belongs to this brand. Things like that, that just ingrain in your client's mind. That are like, oh yeah, there's that brand. Your brand needs to be eye-catching, it needs to be unique, it needs to be something people haven't seen before that makes them want to come back and see it over and over again. With my podcast and with Dream Now Media, it's very bright and colorful, but it's still unique. I've never seen a brand similar to mine, either of mine, really, and it's so amazing and unique that I'm not afraid of anybody else taking them. I mean, there's always that chance that it could happen, but because my brand identity is so unique, people know me for it. They know my brand when they see a piece of text or they see a graphic on social media, even if my brand's name isn't on it. Now, with your visual brand identity, there's so much that goes into it. You have to have your logo alternatives, your submarks, your fonts. You have to have all of your little elements for your website. You need to have your entire website. You have your social media feeds, your social media accounts, your social media copy, your website copy, all of the content you create, whether it's a podcast or a YouTube channel or a blog, everything that goes into the visual side of your business is part of your visual brand identity. And they all need to center around the same thing. You can't have a brand that's bright and colorful on social media, that's then black and white on your website, and then that's green and blue on other places. It just doesn't work. They all need to be cohesive, and that's a huge, huge part of your brand identity. If everything is different, then nobody is going to be like, oh, it's from this brand. But if it's all very similar, very much the same, if you use the same colors, the same fonts, the same type of graphics, then people will be like, oh yes, I know this company, it belongs to this person. Do you understand? I really hope you do. But that's why your visual brand identity is so important. It helps people find out who you are, figure out what you do, and how they can connect with you. Now, for your inner brand identity, that's a whole different story. Your inner brand identity is what your mission is. It's who you set out to help and what you set out to do. Now, ours is to help creatives build and design the badass brand of their dreams. That's Dream Now Media's mission, and that is what we set out to do. How we do that is by providing brand and web design and also social media management, because it's such a huge part of building your brand and your just controlling your brand overall that we decided we wanted to help with that. Now, there's brands that don't do that, there's brands that do that. But having that message and that thing that you want to do, it helps so much. Now, I don't even know how to say this. Most of the time, you should not build your own brand identity. Now, you're probably a DIYer and you're like, oh, why not? Well, some people are fine building it, and I'm going to give you some tips on if you really want to build it yourself, because I understand it can save money and time and the headache of having to work with another person. But also, the people who help set up brands and help curate your brand identity, like me and others in the same business, they know how to do it and make it very professional and just amazing. So having somebody and hiring somebody to work on it is just such a good idea, but we're going to get into that in a moment. First, I want to give you guys some tools and tips on how you can create your own if that's really the route you want to go on. So one of the tools I highly, highly, highly suggest is BeFunky.com. BeFunky is a web design platform where basically you can go in and add text and graphics to create designs. It's similar to PicMonkey if you ever use that, but it's free, which I love. You can use fonts from your own computer and upload graphics. You can edit graphics and really make it your own, and that's why I love it. It's not like Canva where you have to pay a price to upload your own fonts or colors. You could do it all yourself for free on BeFunky, and it's just amazing. It also lets you export in PNG and just so many things you need to do for your brand. We're going to have an entire course coming out by the end of this series, so stay tuned for that. The series will end in the middle or in the beginning of April, so it's coming. Just be ready for an amazing course that you guys can sign up for and take. It's going to be free and just amazing. But back to this. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh my god, Canva is my saving grace. I'm going to create everything on there. I cannot stress it enough. Do not create your logo on Canva. I know, you're like, but why? Canva is so overly used, it won't be unique. You'll think it is, but the same fonts and graphics and elements are being used in 1,000 different brands. You can't get very much variation through it, even with their logo builder and their templates. Everybody uses the same template, they just swap something out. And because of that, it's going to be harder to identify your brand. You need something very, very unique. If you look at the Dream Now Media logo, you'll see how unique it is. It's our text, Dream Now Media, two different fonts, two different styles to fonts. And then we have almost confetti around it in our bright colors, our palette, so that people can see, oh, it's them. It's very unique. I've never seen another logo like it. So it's just something that helps people identify who we are. And that's what your logo needs to do. But if it's from a template that 1,000 people have used, it's going to be very, very hard to figure out if it's you. Now, Canva is okay for some things, I will admit. You can create pretty cool buttons and whatnot on there. I know when I was first starting out, before I ever did brand and web design, before I ever learned how to use Illustrator and Photoshop, I did use Canva to create small elements, and it was good for that, but it also, like I said, was not unique. I'd seen other people with similar things, but it was just a really good way for me to do it for free without having to take a bunch of time to learn what I needed to learn in order to use the software that I needed to use. So keep that in mind. A lot of things you build on Canva are not going to be super, super, super unique unless you basically upload and edit everything from one site to another. And it would double the time you need to do anything, basically. So don't do that. Now, you can save a lot of money by building it yourself. But if you are working with a brand that you want to be super unique, something you want to be professional looking that's not from Canva templates, then it's time you should hire somebody. Now, there are people that have, there's a range of different prices and people who have different skill sets and different, basically, how do I say this correctly? Have different styles to how they design things. And that's something you're going to need to do research into if you're going to hire someone. Now, with Dream Now Media, I have very fun, colorful logos in a very fun, colorful style that you can see very clearly on my website and through the projects and things I've created for other clients. And because of that, I would do great, and you would have a great brand if you hired me to do something that you wanted to be colorful. But if you wanted something sleek, black and white and gray and modern, then I would not be the person to design that. I mean, I would try. I would work so, so hard to try and design the brand you want, but it wouldn't turn out the way it should because that is not my style. My style is bright, colorful, fun, but there are other designers out there that are that sleek, black and white, modern style that you want. So before you go and hire a designer to design your brand, you're going to need to do research into that. A lot of designers will schedule free calls for you to talk about what you want and see if their work is the right fit for you. That's what we do. We offer 20-minute discovery calls for people to talk and see if maybe working with us is the right thing, and if not, see if maybe we can point them in the right direction of where they should go. So, also, if you're wanting to build a brand, make sure you reach out to Dream Now Media. We can definitely help. So, yeah. Hiring somebody is just such a good idea. It takes so much off of your hands. You won't spend hours and hours and hours behind a computer trying to build elements that won't turn out perfect because you'll have a designer doing that for you. And theirs will turn out very, very, very well. Okay. I feel like I have ranted to you enough about this. I've spent 12 minutes ranting to you about why your visual brand identity is so important. But now we got to talk about more of your inner brand identity. Your inner brand identity is so important, like I said earlier. And if you want to help have somebody help create one for you, you should definitely reach out to your designer or a friend who will help you narrow down what you want to do. I know for me, it took a while to figure out who my ideal client was, what I set out to do, who I wanted to serve, and to figure out all of those elements. And I would not have done that if I hadn't found somebody that knew what they were doing. It was just huge for me to have somebody that I could look up to and kind of look at and be like, okay, they have this, or they ask me certain questions like, who do you want to work with? And things like that, that are just, were just so freaking helpful that helped me figure out my brand identity. And when I was doing this, I came up with an entire list of things that were me. I talked about them in a previous episode, so you should definitely go back and listen to it. But in it, I addressed like what my brand is as a milkshake, or what my brand is as a drink, as a superhero, as a music genre, as a city. Things like that that helped me narrow down like who and what I was. And then I also created things that mimicked me and my voice and my brand's voice, like a playlist. That was huge for me, coming up with a playlist of music that had music from the genre that I thought my brand was and music that I enjoy and that helped me stay creative and that I find are fun and energetic, just like my brand is. And that to me was huge, and it's part of what I do when I design brands, because not only do I help people design their visual brand identity, but I also help them work on their inner brand identity. And you need somebody like that. And if a designer does both, hire them on the spot. So, like I said, brand designers, they range in prices. You can find some for as cheap as like $200, or you can find some that are as expensive as $4,200. It just depends on their skill level, what they offer, how much work they put into things. And the more expensive they are, the better they are. But also, don't just overlook the inexpensive, I can't talk tonight, y'all, the inexpensive brand designer, because they can be very helpful and they have fresh ideas that other people might not have. So always look into both options and figure out which one works best for you and your budget. Okay, I feel like that was a total rant, but I hope you understood what I was saying. Now we're gonna go get into the rest of the episodes, but first, a few ads. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? This week's small creator shout out goes to Cassandra McClure. She's a clean beauty makeup artist and podcaster with the Clean Beauty Podcast. She is so amazing and her brand is so amazing, and we just helped design an amazing brand identity for her. It's so beautiful and crisp and clean but still fun. So I just wanted to give her a shout out because she was just so cool. If you guys want to follow her, it's at CassandraMcClure. It'll be linked in the description of this episode along with everything else mentioned, and we will have our link hub, which will have so many amazing links, discounts, and everything else. So this week's small creator shout out goes to Cassandra McClure. This week's song of the week is What a Time by Julia Michaels and Niall Horan. Y'all, when I heard this song, I immediately fell in love. It's so beautiful, and I can honestly listen to it probably on repeat for days and days and days and days. It's that good. Julia's and Niall's voices just work so well together, and it just creates the perfect song. It's so dreamy and beautiful, and I love it. And you can listen to it on the brand new Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. It is linked in our link hub, which we mentioned a little bit earlier. You can find it. It's down near the bottom of the page, and you can go, and we have a bunch of songs for you to listen to, from the birthday playlist to our recent episodes, and just such good music y'all will love. So go check out the playlist. It's linked in Link Hub in the description of the episode. It's at dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. You can find it there. It's near the bottom of the page. Just listen and enjoy it. This week's business tip of the week has to do with something I know I just pooped on, and that's Canva. But if you're still very insistent on using that to create your own graphics and whatnot, even after you've hired a brand designer, and your brand designer is super nice, have them not only save your elements as PNGs, but also as SVG files. Now you're probably like, what the fuck is that? An SVG file, in layman's terms, is an editable file, and it works so well in Canva because you can add it into your files and you can drag it out. And similar to some of the graphics on there that you can change the colors to, you can also do that with SVG files. So it helps you customize them even more, even though you can't physically edit what's in them. It just helps create things that are unique to your brand in a platform that isn't usually unique. So if you're still very insistent on using Canva, which I definitely don't suggest, but if you want to, okay, just have your designer save and send you SVG files of all your elements so they can, and you can edit them later on. Now it's time for the end of the episode send-off, but before I do the end spiel, I want to tell you guys something super amazing that is available right now, as of today, as this episode comes out, and it is, if you want to be an affiliate for DreamNow Media, then you can sign up now at the top link in our link hub in the description. If you don't know what an affiliate is, basically you sign up, and every time you refer a paying client, you will get paid a little bit as like a reward saying thank you for referring us an amazing new client. So if you guys want to sign up for that, you could fill out the really simple form, which is at the top link in our link hub. It's the very first button. Hit that, sign up. It takes all of 2 seconds, and then you can start earning money as soon as tomorrow. So yes, make sure you sign up to become one of our affiliates and earn some sweet money from telling people about DreamNow Media. Okay, now on to everything else. Like I just mentioned, everything that was mentioned in this week's episode, all of our sponsors, all of the ads that we mentioned, all of the discounts, the discovery calls, everything is going to be linked in our link hub. It's dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. Every single link is in there. You can listen to our playlist. You can sign up to become an affiliate. You can do all of the fun things. You could book a discovery call if you're wanting to rebrand or brand yourself or work on your brand identity or build yourself a new website. If you want to work with us, just make sure you fill that out. And I'm talking a lot for no reason. I guess it's just because I'm so excited for this series. Like I said, guys, it's going to be so cool. We're going to talk about all things building your brand identity and just being an amazing human. And it'll all lead up to the launch of our new course that I'm so excited for. And I can't wait to tell you guys more when it comes out. So stay tuned for that. It's honestly going to be amazing. So yes, I hope you guys liked this episode. If you did, please, please, please rate it 5 stars and let everybody you know you love it. And just share it with everybody you know, because we love creating content. We love seeing you guys share all the love. And yeah, make sure you go follow our small creator shout out. You go listen to our playlist with all of our amazing music. And you get ready for next week's new episode. I'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.